This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The Sri Lankan Navy says it is still trying to plug a fuel leak from the fire-stricken New Diamond Oil supertanker. Carrying about 2 million barrels of oil, the vessel caught fire 2 weeks ago and is about 45 nautical miles off Sri Lanka's east coast in the Indian Ocean. The fire has been extinguished, but the ship left a trail of oil as it was towed out to sea. Authorities are working to prevent the kind of environmental damage suffered by the African island nation of Mauritius after a Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off its coast in July. Reports so far indicate the New Diamond's crude oil cargo remains intact. The Japanese owner of the tanker that went aground off Mauritius said today would spend about $9.5 million to help an oil spill cleanup, including work to restore the country's mangrove forests. Here in the U.S., a huge Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. 10 people are confirmed dead. At least 16 others are missing. 4 victims are in critical condition with burns. Evacuees in many cases have had to flee for their lives. The flames north of San Francisco have destroyed an estimated 2,000 homes and other buildings. Damage assessment teams are expected to begin a methodical search of the scorched areas today. Nearly 30 major wildfires stretch from the border of Oregon, south through California, all the way to the Mexican frontier. California has lost an estimated 3.1 million acres to the fires. In Oregon, 500,000 people have been told to evacuate their homes. China has announced restrictions on staff members at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing and the American consulates in mainland China and Hong Kong. Responding to U.S. measures imposed earlier this month, China's foreign ministry described its move as reciprocal. Last week, Washington said senior Chinese diplomats would need State Department approval to visit university campuses or hold cultural events with more than 50 people outside mission grounds. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Russia says its police have traced opposition politician Alexei Navalny's movements and what he drank before falling ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow last week. Further, it says there are efforts to locate a witness who has left the country. The Kremlin's Interior Ministry says it will ask again for legal assistance from Germany, where Navalny was airlifted after what Berlin says was a critical illness caused by the Russian Novichok nerve agent. The Siberian Transport Department says it wants to send investigators to Germany. The 44-year-old Navalny, meanwhile, has emerged from a coma. The Russian request appears to have little chance of success. Germany says it's already established the presence of Novichok and has demanded that Russia explain. Moscow so far failed to open a formal criminal investigation and insists it needs hard evidence from Germany that Navalny was indeed poisoned. India today reported another daily record of new coronavirus infections, more than 96,000, taking its caseload above 4.5 million, with a loss of some 76,000 lives. Today's fatality toll is put at 1,209. Worldwide, figures from Johns Hopkins University show a pandemic case count of 28 million, with deaths moving up from 910,000. South Korea has recorded a slight rise in daily cases, 176, which brings the totals to 21,919 virus infections in South Korea and 350 deaths. Both U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic opponent Joe Biden today mark the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. Both will travel at different times to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the planes in the terrorist assault of 2001 came down. Mr. Biden began his day at the World Trade Center Memorial in New York, where he and Vice President Mike Pence greeted each other. The European Union is using tough language as it once again deals with the threat of a no-deal Brexit. At issue, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's refusal to fully go along with the separation agreement that the EU says would sink 4 years of talks. London claims it simply wants to clear up ambiguities, but it's caused a new crisis less than 4 months before the UK is due to complete its departure from the European bloc in December. The EU has demanded that Britain scrap the plan to breach the divorce treaty by the end of this month, but Britain says its parliament is sovereign and above international law. Eurozone finance minister said today it is imperative that the United Kingdom respond to the EU demand. The U.S. Senate has killed a Republican bill that would have provided around $300 billion in new coronavirus aid. Democrats seeking far more funding prevented the measure from advancing. This leaves the future of any new pandemic aid in doubt. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.